Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl on the bot. 7:05 in the morning, September the 19th. Good morning. That sound in the background is us just rattling the paper around. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We always welcome Bad Bob.
Well, good morning.
And how
beautiful
are you today?
Sunrise. Yep, yep.
Beautiful sunrise, and it's getting cooler.
Having to turn on my lights when I come to work, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's getting cooler every day, and
I'm excited.
Are you? Well, and speaking of exciting,
I mean,
here
I really
she
am.
Is.
I really am excited. Well, that was me dropping the paper because Carl was showing me a headline, so I had to drop it to the floor, otherwise it would have made a... Currently 58 degrees outside in the downtown studios at KCNR. How is everyone today? Of course, we love to do this part where we say this day in history. I think the headlines were the first can beer of can was...
The first beer of can?
First can of beer. First can of beer, I think, was was created.
Today?
Yes, today.
When, though? 100 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back when you were born.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Back when
I was born. Okay,
yeah,
that's good. That's cool. So it was only, what, 30 years ago there was canned beer?
That's exactly it.
That's it. So today was the first. Speaking of canned beer, or beer, a new brand of beer in Oklahoma has started. No Obama Brew.
Really?
No Obama Brew.
Okay.
Yeah, but it costs like $6 a pint. So it kind of like matches up with the debt of the country. But maybe if you can sell... Well, maybe if you can sell a billion of them, it will help with the debt.
Okay, so
it all goes in there. Okay,
here what we have is Nevada is the site of the first ever underground nuclear explosion. Wow, 1957.
I remember my grandparents telling me about that.
Here is this in the Civil War. In the Civil War, Union forces defeat rebels of the Battle of Iuka.
Iuka.
1862. Luka.
Luka.
L-U-K-A.
Luka.
Earthquake shakes Mexico City, 1985. Remember that? Some of those horrible. Mexico was having horrible earthquakes. Anything else? Let's see if there's anything that's here that's exciting.
I know something that's exciting. I really do.
Lou Gainis wins gold in springboard, 1988.
Yep, but this is what I have is even more exciting
what?
Than that. We have Chris Osondak.
Oh!
The guy from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Now, if that's not exciting, what is? Chris, good morning.
Give us numbers.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 37 points at 13,602. The S&P 500 adding just about 3 points at 1,462, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 1 point at 3,178. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 98 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 21 cents at 9.43, Nokia down a penny at $2.89, Ford's up 18 cents at $10.60, and Coca-Cola down 13 cents at $38.49. Of local interest, PG&E up 6 cents at $42.62, Safeway's down a nickel at $16.32, and North Valley Bank unchanged at $13.50 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.76%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.25. Oil is down $1.70 a barrel at $93.59, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $3.45 an ounce at $17.68.24, while silver is down 27 cents at $34.54 an ounce. This is Chris Losondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. And they're going to tell you what to do with Wall Street. They're going to tell you how to work your way through all the big numbers there and what to do. That's Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive.
And as promised, after the break, we're going to give some tickets away. We've got some two sets of tickets to different theater shows that are definitely happening in the next week here in the North State. So we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialists for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Wednesday, September the 19th. It is 7:14 in the morning. Carl and the Bot, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Everybody likes numbers, right? Well, you're not going to like these. For every dollar added to the economy, for every dollar added to the economy, Obama added more than $3 in debt. Since he has taken office, and this is through quarter two of 2012, for every $1 added to the economy, we've added more than $3 in debt. We have added $5.23 trillion in debt versus $1.68 trillion to the economy. 50% increase in debt versus a 12% increase in economic output. So, as of January 20th, 2009, we had a $10.626 trillion of debt. And 3 years later, we had a $15.86. Now we know that that's well over $16 trillion at this point. But that was close to it's a $6 trillion increase. And our GDP has dropped significantly. So, anyway, those are numbers that you should need to know. And also, then, we talk about, you know, videos and people saying things in front of other people and how it's come back and it's biting Romney right now. Because he said a number of people are going to vote for Obama no matter what. You know, they get things from the government. And he's true. A lot of people pay into it. A lot of people don't pay income taxes for a variety of reasons. A lot of people do pay income taxes. But they've just come up with a video of Obama stating... I shouldn't say came up. It's been around since 1989 or 98. Has him stating that he believes government should be restructured to redistribute wealth. Government should be restructured to redistribute wealth. Give everybody a shake. Fair shake. Government should be restructured to redistribute wealth. Do you think he's doing that now? Do you think he's been a success at it?
Does that make the people really who have worked hard their whole lives, build businesses, earn a good wage that perhaps is a better wage or a higher wage, not saying better, but makes more money than the neighbor. It seems like we're leaning towards is
taking away from.
So what there again, how does it make a person motivate? Hey, I'm working really hard for you.
Well, you know, but the other thing too is you made a huge mistake there, my love, is when you said you built the business. You've built your own business, because you remember what he said. Obama said, oh, you didn't build your own business. Oh, no, the government did that. The government built your business. But you are exactly right. You've worked very hard. You're at that age that you've been spent 30 years of your life building a business, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You've gotten to the point where, gosh, you know what? I can take a vacation. I've hired people to do these things. And now the government wants to take more of everything I've made to give it to some meth addict that does nothing except collect money. A non-worker, a non-productive member of this society, they want to take more and more money. So we can take care of that. That's what redistribution of wealth
is. Well, now, that's the hardcore version of it. Let's talk about the fact that there may be a family who's fallen on hard times with five kids.
You didn't hear me say that. There are times that people are working their butts off. Two people working like crazy to keep a roof over their heads, electricity on, food on the table, and be able to take care of those kids. You know what? If they need a hand, yes. I'm just talking about the general idea is that we didn't build these businesses and that we just take money and our economy is such that we make a lot of money here in this country. We just spend it like a bunch of drunken Marines in the Philippines on Liberty.
Along a po.
We'll get to our duty Marine here in a minute. Let's go
What's
to the phone.
What's that mean?
Jay.
Good morning.
What's up, Jay?
Drunken Marines in the Philippines. That was good.
Yeah, drunken Marines in the Philippines after being, you know, in country for 6 months. Oh, hey, this is your first Liberty. Oh, it's a Longapo.
Well, you know, I find
they've
it,
got cabs there too, Jay.
Interesting about this whole deal. First of all, my grandfather had a saying: "Booing it doesn't make it less true." And that's what the liberal side is booing like crazy, but it doesn't make it less true. What Romney had to say. Two. You know, I think this is backfiring on them because now we're able to point out numbers and say, yeah, this is exactly what's happening. And it's getting press, which before they tried to sweep under the rug. And three, isn't it amusing how everybody all of a sudden magically have videos that make the other guy look like an idiot?
Yeah, you know what? You know, the first time around, Obama said in that big fundraiser in front of rich people in San Francisco, is that the Midwesterns cling to their guns and religion. That hit, and I'm not sure how he handled that. Somebody's going to have to refresh my memory on that. I don't know if they just ignored it or whatever. But there's better way. You know, but the thing about Romney is he said, "I said it." There may have been inelegant the way I said it, but I said it. So,
and he was right. That's just the point.
Well, we just got a couple of chat room guys going here. that one's call sign is disenfranchised. Romney disenfranchised more than half the citizens of America. Said he did not care
about the citizens of America aren't going to vote anyway.
Some that's true. Some said he did not care about representing them, and then just handed the election to Obama. Then Cal Gunner said actually, it's the exact opposite. Those who take entitlements have disenfranchised responsible leadership. You know, two good comments right there. You know, I think that do people feel disenfranchised? Do you feel like Romney could still, can he still represent everybody in the country better than Obama?
Absolutely.
Well, certainly. I mean, at least if the economy gets better, everybody benefits, as opposed to picking winners and losers. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks,
okay,
Jay.
Thanks,
you
Jay.
Too.
Hey, and good morning to Tourette's. He's in L.A. today, but he's listening via internet. Hey, I want you to know Tourette's
morning.
We'll talk about that in a minute. We got to take a break about an article that was in the paper yesterday that just, you know, people reacted to it, but did not get the most important part. But before we do that, we've got our resident Marine, but we'll be back right after these messages. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
Currently 58 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Sunny today with temperatures reaching around 95. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 55. It looks like our week is in the low 90s. It'll be pleasant Saturday with 90 and temperatures back again down to 58. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. They'll be having music out and over the weekend, and make sure that you mark your calendar for the 28th. I'll be out there
with October 28th.
This 28th.
I mean, October 28th, next Saturday.
Okay,
next
September
Friday.
28th.
This is the month of September.
This is September,
yes.
But you're talking about now?
Yes, I'll be out there next weekend.
Oh, next weekend.
But
okay, I knew that.
Carl,
you guys work
I know
so
my
well
calendar.
Together.
I'll be out there
I've
next
lost,
Friday.
Okay, I lost a week here. I thought that was next week.
So,
okay, I'm sorry.
I'll be out there next Friday with Andy Uli, Lou White, and Bob Casandas on guitar, bass, and vocals. It should be a lot of fun, so join us. And we are changing the hours from 7 to 10, so that should be good fun. Again, that's in Salmos. Make your reservations. We're almost sold out. 474-5546.
Okay. Gunny.
Good morning,
Mister. It must be time for Order of Purple Heart or the Marine Corps Ball.
Well, this is the Marine Corps Ball, and by the way, before we get into this, I want to again express my thanks to you, Colonel, and you, Miss Linda, for the good that you do for us, helping us get out the word in our veterans events. You're a very, very valuable and loved asset, and we appreciate your giving us this opportunity.
Well, thank you. We'll see a veterans event, so we didn't know about that. You know, it's open here, guys. We run PSAs. We do, you know, we'll just do anything to help a veterans, you know, veterans cause. Put it, you know, come on the radio. We'll talk about it. Put it in the blogs. I mean, all these things. It's just, but sometimes something sneaks up on us and we don't know about it. And are we, you know, anyway.
Well, what I wanted to talk about this morning is we have a rare treat for the citizens, your listeners, for the people in this county. As everyone knows, the 237th birthday of the United States Marine Corps will be celebrated November the 10th, 2012. And this year, our venue will be at Wind River Casino. And we've got the treat that we have. We have a guest speaker who will fly here from Texas. His name is retired Navy Captain Dave Carey. Dave was a guest of the Hanoi Hilton for 5.5 years. He was shot down over Haiphong, and he spent 5.5 years in the Hanoi Hilton. And through his friendship with our resident priest, chaplain, Father Wessling, he has agreed to come here at his own expense to talk to us, to shake hands with the people, and to talk to us about his experiences. And I think it's something that you would just love to be involved in, to meet this genuine American hero.
And you know what, there was a lot of people last time at the ball, and the and so I mean more and more people come every year, and so, but this speaker here is somebody who was a former prisoner of war, and like you say, a motivational speaker, and is coming here because he wants to speak to the people of Reading.
Well, he does, in fact. A little background. Captain Carey prefers to be simply known as Dave, and he comes to us through his home in Georgetown, Texas, and his theme, The Ways We Choose, describes lessons learned by him and his fellow prisoners of war that are applicable to our lives at home and in business. He speaks for all who survived the perils of this experience, and his talk is riveting and relevant to our current living. And he will. He's going to bring some books, and he's going to sign some autographs. But he'll be. Everybody will be able to shake hands and introduce themselves to him. And we moved our venue to Wind River this year because we have seating for up to 300.
Oh, wonderful!
And we have two huge screens on either end, so there will not be a bad seat in the house. And previously, we've had people in smaller venues where they couldn't really see the dais or see the speaker. That's been taken care of.
Good, good. That makes sense. Now, the tickets, how can one buy, purchase tickets? And, of course, with the tickets, you get to hear this fabulous speaker.
Not only that, you get the straight-ahead big band.
Oh, I'm so glad you've got music this year.
Oh, we do.
It's a real ball.
It's a real ball.
Now we've only got like 30 seconds left, so hurry up here.
Okay. The price of the tickets are $35 each, and I challenge anybody, any couple for $70 to get what we're offering, the chance to hear this man dance to the big band and a delicious dinner. We also have a vegetarian plate for people who, and
I tell you what, you know what? this is too much. We've still got much more to go. Let's just wait till we after the break here, because I want to finish up with this, because there are some things, other things on this I want to talk about. Okay?
I'll be glad to,
sir. Can you hang on, Gunny?
I'll be glad to.
Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street searching for direction in early trading. This as investors digest the stimulus measures from the Bank of Japan and the latest reports on U.S. housing. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 25 points. The multi-billion dollar breach of contract suit between networks AMC and Dish is heading to court today. The claims are related to Dish's decision to drop AMC's channels from its service back in July. The trial boils down to whether or not former AMC owner Cablevision spent the contractually required amount of money on programming. And Sony's gearing up for the holiday season by introducing a smaller version of its PlayStation 3 home console. The announcement comes a day before the annual Tokyo Game Show, where game makers showed their new products. The new PlayStation 3 is half the size of the original, roughly the size of a laptop. The 250-gigabyte version goes on sale next week in North America for $269. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you trust the stock market or the national debt? Let's face it, this election year, stocks look artificially overbought. Move into gold and silver. Use your retirement account. Don't pay expensive fees. Exclusive offer. Free setup and storage fees. Discover how. Call Goldworth. Receive your guide free. 800-257-GOLD. 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 Visit Goldworth.com.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
7:34 in the morning here on KCNR 1460 on your AM dial. It is the 19th. Good morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, the home of Espresso Joe's. Going to see the tobacco. We call them actually the Espresso Joe Cuties. And you can get a 16-ounce hot drink for $3. Flavor of the month. Fabulous. So 2143 Hilltop Drive with all your possible needs. It's a great place to go.
Okay. On the phone, we have Kathy Darling Allen, our Shasta County Clerk and Register of Voters. And in the news lately, or not the news, but in, you know, it's been burning up the internet and all this, is that the absentee ballots for our North State or our for Shasta County military, are they going out on time? Well, I talked to Kathy yesterday. She said, well, let me come on the show and talk about that. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Well,
we're great,
good.
Kathy.
We're having a show that includes almost everything
and
today.
And thanks for calling in this morning with your busy schedule.
We really appreciate it. Now, Kathy, can you tell us what's going on down in your office? That there's, you know, y'all are piling up with stuff, but can you tell us what's going on?
Sure. We actually, yesterday we mailed about half of the ballots out to our military and overseas voters. Those folks have the option of choosing how they would like to receive their ballot. So they can receive their ballot either by regular mail service or by fax or by email. So all of the ballots that we have requests for so far went out in the mail yesterday. They were dropped off yesterday afternoon at the post office. And then today will be...
That's 2 days early, too, right?
The deadline actually technically is Saturday, right? We were actually ready to send out these ballots a couple of weeks ago, but then Senator LaMalfa resigned. And so that changed the picture of the ballot, and we had to wait for a couple of deadlines to pass. In particular, we had to wait until we had a list of candidates to replace Mr. LaMalfa in that Senate District 4 seat, which we didn't get until Tuesday night from the state.
That's right. We had, besides, you had Nielsen and Logue, and then you had, I think, four others join up.
Yeah, there is quite a few people on that ballot all of a sudden.
Okay, so you've taken that, you've got everything printed, you've got half of them, you've got half of them mailed out, so you're going to make your deadline, in other words.
We are going to make the deadline. Today they'll be emailing ballots out to those folks who had requested their ballot to be received by email. and so we should be basically done by the end of the day today. Of course, if we get any requests today or tomorrow, we'll need to process those as soon as we get them. So I can't say we're done for sure until after the deadline passes, but we have issued yesterday 155 ballots by mail, and then today we'll be issuing 167 by email. And like I say, if anything else comes in, we'll have to issue those as well.
Okay. Well, Kathy, we appreciate this. I know that last time there was a glitch, and you swore that it would never happen again. And,
absolutely. Yeah, it was very regrettable, and we have spent quite an amount of time and effort on making sure that is not going to ever be a problem again.
Well, I'm sure this then will put everybody's ire to rest now, that the worries that they weren't going out, because it sounds like you've got half of them out right now, all the mailing out early, and the rest of them are going out today. And, of course, like you said, if you get a couple in requests here in the next couple of days before the deadlines, you'll get those out, too.
Absolutely. And I would really encourage anybody who has a question to please call me directly. I'm happy to talk to anybody who has a question or a concern about what we're doing at our office. And we're always open. If anyone wants to come on in and see what we're doing and what things look like as far as the elections office is concerned, everything we do is an open process, and anybody's welcome to come see.
What's your phone number, Kathy?
My phone number at my desk is 225-5166. And anybody can call me whenever they'd like.
Well, you know what? That's
if you're really, really angry, I'd really love it if you'd call me directly, because some of my staff has been getting a little bit of abuse the last couple of days.
Well, I know. You know, people get uptight about absentee ballots for the military, as you do. I understand.
Understandable. Absolutely. It's just unfortunate when they're upset because they've gotten incorrect information.
Well, that's why we had you on today, and we're going to make sure we just keep this out, is that they've gone out, everything's good for our troops, and all the absentee ballots are on their way.
Yes, thank you so much. And everybody else will get their absentee ballots starting on October 9th. So those will be going out to the,
okay, October
the half
9th
of the voters
okay.
here in Shasta County.
Great. Did I make any of the slates this time? Was I,
what's that?
Did I get in, like, you know, as a write-in? Is there a spot for a write-in for me?
Oh.
For president? No? Okay.
Well, just, you not for president. I think that deadline may have passed. But you could be a write-in for other stuff.
Okay, I'm going to be trying to be a write-in for today. Anyway, Kathy Darling Allen, our Shasta County Clerk and Register of Voters, thank you so much for your phone call and getting everything out.
Thanks very much for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate it.
You bet. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we got Attorney Sergeant Bill Phelan here. He's going to talk a little bit more about the what's coming up in November. We're a little bit early on that. But there's a bunch of other things that are happening around here, too. We've got something called the AVA. We want to talk about privacy. We want to give away tickets.
That's what we want to do.
We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:44 in the morning on the 19th of September. On September 28th, you're singing out at Anselmo's.
That's it, this month.
If you missed the first part where I didn't know what day it was or even the month, then it's probably not funny unless
you
knew that part.
The new cabbies.
The new cab. That's right. You know what? We want to talk about that in a few minutes. We want to finish up first, though, with Gunnery Sergeant Bill Phelan, who is here talking about the Marine Corps ball, and we're having this great speaker coming in.
Bill's the man.
That's right. Well, this guy's coming in. The man that's coming in was a former prisoner of war in the Hilton. He's a motivational speaker. Speaks and gathers great deals of money from people that pay him to speak about working your way through some horrible times and being a success and tenacity and all this. He's coming here to speak to our Marines and friends of Marines here November 10th. One of the ways, but you've got other things going too besides that day. You've also got like a drawing here.
We do, in fact. Thank you, Colonel. And actually to help fund our 237th birthday ball and defray some of the expenses, our guest speaker actually commands a minimum of $10,000, but he is waiving that fee to come here for us. And but we want to at least maybe pick up his airline tickets. So we are raffling two handguns. We have a 9mm Ruger.
Wow.
That we're raffling, and we have a 1911 45. It's a Rock Island 45. We're only selling 100 tickets of each. The tickets are $10 each, but we're only selling 100, so that does it. And we're rapidly running out.
You got a 1% chance.
You got a 1% chance. Unless you want to buy more than one.
Then you have a 2% chance.
Exactly. The other thing is, I did mention to Linda, the Straight Ahead Big Band is going. It's going to be an evening of motivational speaking, dinner and dancing, and a birthday celebration. United States Marine Corps, 237 years of proud service.
If you haven't been to a Marine Corps birthday ball, you need to come. Now, we're telling you now because it's November 10th. You can plan it. You can. The tickets are only.
They're $35.
You know what's really exciting about this? That is an awesome deal. First of all. To get an event like this. Since I've been with Carl, I mean, we've attended, every year I've attended, there was a couple balls here. Mm-hmm. And I was always frustrated because I wanted to have a bigger room with the band so that use the word ball. I know it's Marine Corps ball, but for somebody who was not involved with the Marine Corps, I was always like, but where's the ball? So this is going to be officially a real ball, like ball gowns.
Exactly.
Yeah, love that.
Exactly.
Now, and all the pomp and circumstance. I know that sounds so trivial when it comes to like a ball gown, but the pomp and circumstance. I mean, last year we attended the one here, and then we went to the San Francisco Marine Corps ball,
Memorial. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just been absolutely wonderful to see the pomp and circumstance and how serious you take your tradition.
Well, we do. I think we are unique in all, not that all the branches of services don't, but I think there's some camaraderie in the Marine Corps that might not exist in the other branches of the military. We're very, very proud, and we celebrate our birthday religiously. It's a holiday on every Marine Corps.
But it is. It's a holiday. You know what happens? You can be in the combat zone, and we will pull back that day.
And you'll get chow.
They'll try to get you a hot chow. There will be the reading of the General Lejeune's message,
the Commandant's message. Yeah.
And then there'll be a reading of the latest, the oldest and the youngest Marines present get recognized.
Cuts the cake.
Yeah, if there's a cake, if you're out someplace where there can be a cake. And if you're on a forward operating base, they will push food out to you, try and get you a hot chow out there that day.
It is. You know, one thing that I have neglected, and probably people need to know, is we want everyone to come, and maybe it'd be a good idea if I gave you a telephone number and introduced everybody to Iron Mike Gutierrez. Mike is in charge of our ticket sales, and his telephone number is area code 530-365-1194. If you give Mike a call, he will mail you out tickets, and like I said, they're $35. They're $70 for a couple, but for what you're getting, a beautiful dinner, a chance to meet a genuine hero, and dancing to the Straight Ahead Big Band.
Fabulous.
That's 35. I challenge you. You can't get that.
You know what, Gunny? Part of that is we know you. You're a genuine hero.
Well,
as are so many others of your generation and of those that came before you. And then those after you, of course. But you are a person that does so much for the veterans in this community.
Well, thank you very much for that. It's a blessing to be alive, and anything that I can do, I don't consider it a chore. I consider it something that the good Lord's given me the strength to do, and I will continue to do it as long as I'm able.
Okay. All right. Marine Corps birthday. What's that number one more time? Phone number?
The phone number for Iron Mike Gutierrez, area code 530-365-1194. And he will mail you out an invitation.
And we'll put that number on we'll put that in our chat room. Hey, I think that this is going to sell out fast.
Oh,
it's going to sell out fast.
That's why I came a little prematurely.
And it's not just for Marines or
soldiers. No,
like Rob Pelletti's going to wear his uniform there, and you know all that. You know that. But this is for people too that you know
it's
that we know
public.
like Doug McConnell, who was a former 82nd Airborne kind of guy, or maybe he was 101st. I mix up those Army units. But, you know, people like that, you know, that want to come in and have a good time, listen to a great speaker, and dancing afterwards, and it's good.
Well,
stuff.
You know, you don't even have to have a military background. There's
There's
a lot of people that would, this man is going to bring some books, and he's going to sign some autographs, and he's going to get out, and he's a people person. I just think that it's an opportunity for the people in this community to, what these men went through and under such terrible circumstances, they represent the best that this country is. And God bless them. And they, I just can't see enough for what they went through,
that's
the
right.
Ordeals. And he'll be here and he'll talk about that.
Okay.
And we hope the public shows up.
Well, the public will show up. All right. Thanks a lot, Guns. We're going to take a break here. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. When we get back, we're going to talk about cabs. But AVA also, what exactly is that? And why is that such a good deal? And we've got tickets
finally,
to give away.
Finally,
going to
give those tickets away. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyards singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10. Anselmo Vineyards.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available, as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Bistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at bistarbank.com. Bistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, September 19th. Okay, we've been waiting for 50 minutes. Give away the tickets.
Well, you know, it's really important, and it's really lovely to have such great actors and actresses in the North State, and directors and people who are very involved in the theater, and we watch how the Riverfront Playhouse is growing, and we see across the street there's some wonderful performances at Old City Hall. So we've got tickets to the first two callers for Messiah on the Frigidaire. We're going to give you two tickets, and that is for the September 28th, 7:30 evening.
That's a Friday. That's next Friday. It's a week from this Friday, September 28th.
September
28th. That's where 28th. You're going to be up in Selma.
That's right. But if somebody cares to get free tickets and be able to go see a local theater production, and it's supposedly really hilarious, Messiah on the Frigidaire. So the first caller gets tickets for that. We also have two tickets for Pages. Actually, we're going to give more of those away today. Pages, which is for September, that's tomorrow night.
September 20th.
We'd like to make sure that you fill the seats. So on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at Old City Hall is a special VIP performance. Wade Riggs is, it's an original screenplay by Wade Riggs. It's been really gotten some great reviews. Pages. So give us a call here and you can get tickets for that.
The very last play that Wade Riggs Productions is putting on. So this would be a one to go to. This one is great.
Tomorrow night. So if you'd like to go see Pages, we've got free tickets for you here, 605-4567. A great Thursday night date if you wish to go.
All right. Let's see what else we have here. Let me see. Oh, let's talk about the AVA first. You know, when we talked yesterday, we talked about and someone was bringing in these two British cabs. And, you know, so there's all these comments about, oh, these cabs, what's the county going to do to take the cabs away from them, put sand in his gas tank? Whoever made that comment, that was funny. Are they going to set up a roadblock so he can't use the cabs? Blah, 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 blah. But the whole article was, it seemed like everybody's comments were about that. What they missed was the part about the AVA, the American Viticultural Area. Through Anselmo's work and other people's work up there, they have designated Inwood Valley or Shasta County here as an AVA, an American Viticultural Area. And I talked to somebody from the viticultural groups here, and they said this is a huge impact. What it means is that for the wine that is made here, it must be 85% of the grapes that are the wines here must be 85% of it must be from grapes grown here. This puts us on it's in the congressional record, by the way, you can check it. But this makes it an area that is now in a national registry that people will come, tourists will come to visit this area, specifically because it's an AVA, you know, the people that are really into their wine. And there's millions of those. Think of Napa Valley. This is one of those steps to get us into something like that, where all the tourists are coming to look at the wine, taste the wine, and be up here. That's what the AVA is. That was the big part of the article yesterday, yet nobody, unless you knew about it, the only reason I knew about it, of course, I know RC, but I also know Chandra, his winemaker, who was telling me about this and what a huge thing it is. And then I talked to the AVA people from around here.
Inwood Valley.
But see, the whole thing about it is it makes the grapes and the wine for everybody around here more valuable.
And property.
Because it says in this one area. And these can range from very large areas, square mileage, into areas as small as 65 acres.
It's almost like it's been accredited.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. And it is accredited, just like you said, and it's in the congressional record. It's got the specifics of the Inwood area in Shasta County. I mean, this is really good. I mean, frankly, you can put $1,000 glass of wine in front of me and $2 chuck. And sometimes I'd have a problem, you know, figuring out which is one I like best. But the idea for our ability to for our vineyards here
that would be called
and our winemakers here is great. I mean, this is really a step up. So, but nobody, you know, it just didn't have the impact that the two cabs had.
The naysayers wanted to bring it down instead of looking at.
Some did.
Let's look at the one paragraph that talks about the fabulous asset that has been brought to the North State. One more thing that we can be grateful for. We're going to take a break, and Tim, you won tickets for Pages. We will still be giving tickets away for the Messiah on the Frigidaire at the Riverfront Playhouse. Give us a call, 605-4567. Taking a break. Be right back.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
I'm so excited to get back to school.
He and the other Chicago teachers back in class this morning. The strike's over. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Books and backpacks all in hand as Chicago public school students head back to school. Mayor Rahm Emanuel has welcomed them.
Some of the kids I've met here and at both schools, starting in kindergarten, by the time they finish high school, will get 2.5 years more of schooling than they would have had over the old system.
Union VP Jesse Sharkey says they were able to win enough concessions on pay, evaluation, and rehiring to put the contract to a full membership vote.
We believe that this contract gives us some of the tools that we need to do our jobs better and to educate children better.
It'll take a couple of weeks to ratify the contract. Dave?
Jennifer, after going back and forth over who said what in old remarks, President Obama and Mitt Romney are in a very tight race, separated by just a point in new AP and Gallup polls.
The Obama economic agenda failed.
VP nominee Paul Ryan campaigning in Virginia says Republicans have a plan
for economic growth, for wealth creation, for opportunity, for upward mobility.
The president says the GOP tax cut plan would hurt the middle class. Today he'll meet with a fellow Nobel Peace Prize winner, Aung San Suu Kyi, who spent years as a political prisoner in Burma. She'll also today get Congress's highest award. More new homes are being built, and we're buying more older ones. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The sales of previously owned homes jumped nearly 8% last month to a level not seen in more than 2 years. Prices of those homes were also up.
Right now, it's working out that only those with the highest credit scores are able to get a mortgage, and everybody else is kind of having a struggle.
But Walter Maloney with the National Association of Realtors says the current sales pace is still below what is seen in healthier markets. A separate survey finds home builders are gaining confidence. Housing starts were up 2.3% last month, Dave.
Jared, this could give us a break at the gas pump. Oil's plunging again, nearly $3 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 10 points. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Apply for the new ExxonMobil Smart Card and pave your road with savings. Subject to credit approval, ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 6 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Each filling cycle that you purchase 45 gallons, your savings kick in, and you'll automatically receive a 6 cents a gallon rebate for the first gallon up to 100 gallons. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more and more smart drivers are heading to Exxon and Mobil stations.
NATO is worried about morale in Afghanistan amid all the outrage in the Muslim world over an anti-Islam film made in America.
I don't think in the long term you're going to see an erosion. What you see, though, is increased wariness. All our soldiers are really, really careful now.
That's Brigadier General Roger Noble. There are fewer protests today, but they're still angry at us in Pakistan, demonstrations there, and in Afghanistan and Indonesia, where an American consulate is now temporarily closed. A week after the deadly attack on Americans at the U.S. consulate in Libya, still a lot of concern about security at U.S. diplomatic posts.
It's almost impossible to be an effective American diplomat without exposing oneself to risk.
Republican Senator Richard Lugar at a Senate hearing this morning on Robert Beecroft's nomination to be our ambassador to Iraq. Democrat John Kerry supports him.
To right-size the mission
and ensure that all the appropriate security measures are in place to keep our staff safe and secure.
Beecroft had been the U.S. ambassador to Jordan. Will voters in Pennsylvania need ID at the polls in November? That's not resolved yet.
A law requiring Pennsylvania voters to have a photo ID may be put on hold. By a 4-2 vote, the state Supreme Court ordered a lower court judge to take another look at it.
We don't think there'll be any great confusion right now. We're proceeding to continue to educate voters that voter ID, photo ID, will be needed in the fall.
Ron Ruman of the Pennsylvania Department of State. But if the lower court judge decides that eligible voters might too easily be turned away, the law must be put on hold. Republicans believe it will prevent election fraud. Democrats say the law is unfair to elderly and minority voters. The lower court has 13 days to rule. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
Actress Lindsay Lohan arrested again, this time early this morning in New York City, accused of clipping a pedestrian with her car, then leaving the scene. The person hit was injured, but not badly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our second hour. 8:05 in the morning, September the 19th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And that streaming is you can hop into our chat room. We've had people down in L.A. Writing in today already.
Woohoo!
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what? They see you can get us anywhere. You can find us. We can run, but we can't hide. Between
currently,
the hours of 7 and 9.
If you're just tuning in, and it's the 8 o'clock hour that you get in your car or you're getting ready to work, welcome to the show this morning. We're happy to have you with us on this 19th of September. It is 60 degrees downtown, and it looks like our day is going to be sunny with temperatures between 93 and 95, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 55. So it's clear all day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Make it a great day.
Okay, our guest today is Sheriff Thomas Finkel. Hello, Sheriff Tom.
Good morning, Carl.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
We're great. Great.
You know, before we get started in this, we want to go to our regularly scheduled Wells Fargo advisor and Chris Lasondek. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 22 points at 13,586. The S&P 500 adding 2 points at 1461, while the NASDAQ Composite's unchanged at 3177. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 166 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down 36 cents at $701.55, Google adding $3.54 at $722.09, while Microsoft is down 7 cents at $31.12. Of local interest, PG&E up 6 cents at $42.62, Safeway's down 4 cents at $16.33, and Harley-Davidson up 14 cents at $45.71. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.78%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down $2.65 a barrel at $92.84, and precious metals are lower, with gold down 59 cents an ounce at $17.71.10, while silver's down 27 cents at $34.51 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Okay, Chris Lasondek from our Wells Fargo Advisors. We're on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. Give us the best of what's happening in Wall Street and what to do when you with your stocks and the best estimates of everything that's going to happen. They're the ones with all the advice. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and see Chris and Susan and Josh and Kathy. All right, we're going to take a quick break, take an early break, and we come back. Sheriff Tom Basinko, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko, is our guest. We're going to get our latest on realignment and other law enforcement issues. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio.
Is your
website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah. I walk the line. We have to walk the line.
The drunk's theme.
That's right. We have to walk the line because Sheriff Thomas Winkle's here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership, serving Redding and the surrounding areas. You know what? Crown Motors, I like that. What's everybody laughing about? What did I say?
There's this invention called Scotch tape.
Oh. Okay. You're probably wondering what everybody in here is laughing at, all right?
For those of you that can't see, Carl's script is torn in half, and he's trying to piece it together without Scotch tape.
He's looking at the left hand and then the right hand and trying to line up the lines.
Well,
but,
obviously,
you know, that's
easy. Like everybody else in here. Okay, maybe not Tom. I can multitask. I can hold something in my left hand and something in my right hand and push it together. All right.
There might be some ums in between.
There will not be. Okay, watch this. You know, I can do this without
okay,
this because
do it.
This is Redding Crown Motors. You know, we've had them as sponsors a long time, and we like Redding Crown Motors. Our local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership serving Redding and the surrounding areas. I tell you what, they take great pride in what they sell. They've got a car, truck, or SUV for you, whether you want a previously owned one or a brand new one. They're going to make a great deal for you, Redding Crown Motors. And not only that, after they sell those vehicles to you, their service department is second to none. That's right. They are great. I use them. My Ford F-150 runs like a top because of Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Redding Crown Motors, your local auto dealership. See? Okay, wait a minute. Do I get a small round of applause here?
Applause, applause, applause,
okay,
applause.
All right. Our guest today is Sheriff Tom Basenko. And Sheriff Tom, You know what? You know what? We talk. I can't help it. But every time we get somebody in here, the, you know, realignment comes up. So let's hit this one right away. The floor is open.
It's open.
And it's been open since the last time you were on here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Opened that about July-ish, July 23rd, I think.
Sheriff Floody said that while it's still up, you know, the property crimes are still way up there. They seem to have leveled off a little bit. Mm-hmm. Maybe the bad guys have gotten the word that they're going to be held.
We're shipping them out of county.
Has that started?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
Let's talk about
this. As soon as we got
bit.
The contracts, a change in state law July 1 allowed sheriffs to contract with non-contiguous counties, counties that don't touch each other's county.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out and secured contracts for El Dorado County and for Lassen County. Now, Lassen County does touch us, but they had some beds due to cancellation of the prison contracts. We're also working on Del Norte County, Mendocino County, and Nevada County. They have a few beds, and so as soon as we secured El Dorado, we were shipping them out that week.
When was that?
Mid-August. We got the...
We must be chopped liver here. I thought for sure you would have said, hey, they're gone.
We did a...
I thought we were going to have a going-away thing
we
for
did,
them.
They went away at about 5:30 in the morning.
We would have been there. We could have been there. We could have gotten them to say, hey, what do you feel about it because you're leaving the county now?
There were some upset people, inmate-wise. There was our staff was cheering them on. There was one guy, he was chipping his teeth at... hey, I'll be out of here before too long. He was talking on the phone. And they said, no, you're getting shipped out to El Dorado County. And so we've rotated some people through there, got some back, and we've shipped them off to Lassen County. And then as soon as we secure the other contracts, we can. Now, we only have about $500,000 to house these people out of county, so you can't do everybody all the time.
Right.
But we're using them for the special people, such as those people that don't show up for court, failure to appear warrants, failure to complete the work program.
I thought that was like most of them, though.
Yeah.
I mean, every time you look, if you look at Shasta mugshots, people send me Shasta mugshots. They look at this person.
When we've,
and almost everyone's got FTA under there.
There's a lot. And it's happening throughout the state as well because there's only limited jail bed space. We had one person as soon as we opened up the floor of the jail. He was talking about getting out right away, talking to his people, and then the staff said, we got the floor open, you're staying. He kind of broke down, started crying, and then he couldn't arrange bail, so then he was really freaking out, and the staff was smiling. So that was nice.
Is this one of those times you can like put them and hit them with like a high pressure water hose?
I can't do that, but
okay,
it was nice to say, hey, we're not. And they're also working on keeping the people in there for the maximum amount of time. If a person gets arrested, then instead of maybe if they don't have the room, letting them out, move them upstairs, and maybe take a person that's been there for a little while and move them out. So kind of rotating.
Oh, okay, now, that's a good idea.
Okay, hold up just a second here. Somehow I've gotten stuck on an image here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that prisoners have cell phones?
No.
Oh,
but
good.
when you're arrested, well, they not in the jail. They probably do on the outside.
I mean, there's so many prisoners' rights. I thought, is it now cell phones for prisoners? I'm not sure.
When they get arrested and booked, you're allowed 3 phone calls by law.
Yeah.
And so then they say, hey, I want to call my husband, my mom, whomever they want to call. And then they're usually talking to them. And they can also arrange to call for bail. And so that's when they're making the phone calls. They do have phones, kind of like a pay phone up in the housing units. We call them pods. So they can make calls from the pods when they're upstairs.
That means like in the hallway?
No, it's a housing unit. So like a big.
Can you listen to them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody understands that they're being overheard.
It's posted, and then when they're visiting, that can be listened to as well, and that's allowed by law. That's part of the security. Cell phones are a big problem in the big jails, like L.A., and also the prison system. They get smuggled in.
A lot of big money in smuggling
usually about $1,000 a cell phone to be smuggled in.
And not only that, but then they can use that to run their gangs.
That's
run their criminal mischief inside.
The shot callers are getting the phone and making the calls to run their crime organization, the gangs on the outside.
Well, there was something interesting. We had some fraudulent charges on a credit card that just came to our attention, and we thought, first of all, it was a phone. Somebody was, we thought it was a, what do you call it? It was somebody's calling and trying to get us to pay more money on an insurance policy. But it wasn't. Literally two huge charges. One of them was, you know, anyway. So the second one was prisoner in-house. Did you purchase an in-house prisoner? I can't remember the term. I said, what?
Somebody from inside the jail was making
or
a...
Or somebody outside for inside.
For somebody inside the jail.
Sometimes, too, when you're placing an order, like, say, over the phone to an 800 number, other states do contract with state prison systems, and they have inmates answering the toll-free numbers.
Oh, great.
And taking your order. So when I'm
and your credit card.
And of course, some of these folks either write it down or they have a fantastic memory.
You mean you're giving your credit card number to prisoners?
That was on Dateline a few years ago.
No, but they said there were two charges, and one was an in prisoner. But you know,
well, maybe it went through this type of thing.
No, there was one that was a charge for an electronic, a very large electronic item.
But you know how
and
we fooled
one
them,
was
right?
For. Huh?
You know how we fooled them on that, right? We didn't have that much money on the card.
Exactly. So it declined.
Some people have an online credit card, and so they'll have a credit card with maybe only $500 max, and they only use that for ordering and doing certain things. And
that's what it was.
And
they said, was this
a
credit card, or was this for in? I just remember it was in-house prison something. I said, what? Yes, this is it. I wish I would have remembered that. I should have written it down. But anyway, I was just wondering about that. So.
Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, Sheriff Tom, I talked to somebody in the corrections jobs, too, but from Southern California. Mm-hmm. And I just want everybody to know, and when we come back, is that this is just not a Shasta County problem. This person is a woman that used to work up here but works down in L.A. now and talks about how bad it is down there.
We're going to talk about realignment, talk about what was in the newspaper recently, another newspaper, L.A. Times. And we'll come back, but we're coming up on a break.
Great.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me September 28th. We'll all be up at Anselmo Vineyard singing away with Bob Casandas on guitar, Andy Uli on bass, and Lou White. We start off the night with that good, great jazz dinner music. Later on, we're going to rock out. So come up and enjoy a fabulous five-star meal in Salmo Vineyards, 474-5546. That's a Friday night, and we'll be there performing from 7 to 10 in Salmo Vineyards.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 6th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 5th annual Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic wines from Northern California and Southern Oregon and enjoy fabulous appetizers. The Lou White Trio, along with numerous drawings and a live auction for some wonderful packages, will entertain you during the evening activities. Get your tickets now at Haven Humane and at That Kitchen Place, or call 241-5262.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh, Bob, what's the temperature looking like right there?
As he sticks his hand out the window.
I got 61 right this moment.
61 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have temperatures around 92 today. Our guest is Tom Basenko.
Good morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They can install or repair any make of air conditioning systems and heating. Okay, it's starting to cool off, but it's still hot enough. You still need to make sure your house is comfortable. But the winter's coming on. So they're the people you want to go to make sure that heating system is working right. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Quality is their watchword. Give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air, or go to their website, homecomfort.org. Chef Tom Basenko, who is also on the website, so if you say anything, he has a way of tracking you down. Tom, you wanted to talk about...
In the chat room.
Yeah, you wanted to talk about the L.A. and...
Yeah, there's been a ton of topics on realignment, and we've had it for about a year now. Started last October. L.A. Times yesterday, governor says, hey, realignment is not safe. We don't like the releasing of prisoners, but it's here, and we're going to have to continue to because of the court decision. And they had a picture of a prison down in L.A. area with all the inmates at eating and stuff like that. And we've been saying that for quite a while. The CDCR hasn't met all the marks that they've needed to for releases, and they're going to have to step up the releases so they can meet the criteria of the Supreme Court decision. And that's going to impact law enforcement, again, statewide, the counties, as these releases pick up. And that's a big concern. And we've been talking with, you know, Jim Nielsen, Doug LaMalfa. We have meetings with Matt Cate, who's the secretary of CDCR, and Terry McDonald. She's the undersecretary, and voicing our concerns for this. It's a huge impact.
Well, the point is that for the state of California, you're up at that top level up there with the governor and his cronies. This has been a huge success.
That's right. The state says, hey, it's great.
This is a huge success.
They're supposed to be saving money. They're pushing their responsibilities to the county for supervision. It's reducing their prison level, reducing the parolees, because they are now under the supervision of probation. Huge impacts.
The parole department is being decimated, or even worse. It decimated means 1 out of 10, everybody, by the way, from DESE. Anyway, I think they're being cut like 70%.
They issued a number of layoff notices.
So now you don't have anybody in the parole department. Everybody's on the probation department. So you've got that problem. But down in L.A., from what I understand, is just the problems down there are just astronomical, and that the criminals are starting to they can't keep up with it. Even in a much worse scenario than we've got here. I mean, as bad as it is here, it's worse down there.
Right. Absolutely.
And because worse criminals, too.
Worse criminals. Well, I won't say necessarily worse criminals, because they're the same ones. They just have more of them due to their population base. The problems are magnified in L.A. and the Fresno areas. But huge impact.
Okay, we have a question here. It says, now, let's just make it real clear with everybody. You're running for sheriff.
Absolutely.
Again.
Yes.
Okay. You're not.
That comes up in 2014.
Right.
Sheriffs run on the gubernatorial cycle, and so it's not every 2 years; it's every 4 years.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's the question
from the chat pack.
From the chat pack, and you can follow it right here. Is Sergeant McCready, who is running for sheriff, has indicated that he is prepared to streamline the carry license process if elected. I was wondering what the current administration plans on implementing carry license reform as pertains to SB 610. Can you share with us your timeline on conformance to this now 9-month-old law. I'm not even sure what this is.
Senate Bill 610 was a change in the law that basically it did streamline the process. So a person can come in, they can hand in an application, pay a small fee, and say, hey, do you think I would pass? And they look at the process or the application and say, yeah, it appears you would. You do have to do some fingerprints and everything, and so then they can move forward, take the class. Under the old system, it was up to each sheriff or chief of police, and then some of them required, hey, go and get your class, fill out the application, and then somewhere in the process, they would be denied it, and they'd be out a lot of money. I think the classes run about $150 to $180, and then the process for the whole application, mainly state fees, is about another $150. So it'd be out a lot of money, and it's non-refundable. And we're in compliance with 610. There was just some policy development, and also the sheriff or chief, they call it an issuing authority. The issuing authority has to send a letter. So if a person is denied, you basically have to say, hey, you're denied, and here's why.
Okay. And so what that does then is, so if I want to carry concealed, I come to the sheriff's office first to be...
You can. You come to the first, and then turn in your application,
and
say...
I can be talked to...
Can you give me a pre-screen to see if I can... Can I proceed? And we can do that. If you want to take the chance and do everything all at first, you can also do that.
Which is what we used to do. Now...
We're in compliance with the law.
How many people get turned down?
Not too many. I don't know a percentage, but it's very small.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them have something in their background, whether it be a previous arrest, maybe some drug use, or maybe they're an excluded person that can't own a firearm. Obviously, we can't issue to those.
Okay.
But we have a high amount. We have to come up on a break, and we'll discuss CCW a little bit more.
Right after we come back from the news. Sheriff Thomas Lincoln.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The Romney campaign's focusing on a video of President Obama in 1998, saying he believes in some wealth redistribution in government. Paul Ryan in Danville, Virginia.
Mitt Romney and I are not running to redistribute the wealth. Mitt Romney and I are running to help Americans create wealth.
The president at the White House off the campaign trail today. France will temporarily close embassies in 20 countries.
It's after a French magazine printed cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, the Islamic figure whose presence in a low-budget American movie has led to attacks on American embassies and deadly protests. Riot police are outside the magazine's offices in Paris. One of the cartoonists, Bernard Berlac, spoke as he arrived at work. He says it's just a drawing, it's not a provocation.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps.
specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Calling in about 8:35 in the morning on September the 19th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and a Man in Black, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Walk in and get that haircut, sit down, talk with everybody. It's just a great time in there. Man's last stronghold, and they mean it. Though, you know, children are in there, of course, getting their haircuts. And women are always treated with the utmost respect. They don't do haircuts for women in there, I don't believe. I mean, maybe you'd want to, but I doubt it. Cypress Square Barbershop is Athens. That's right off Athens Avenue. Sheriff Thomas Cinco is our guest.
Good morning.
Okay, now, it didn't used to be like this, but now we've got like a about several weeks that we have to wait from the time you put your paperwork in until you see the officer that interviews you.
Probably for about the last 6-8 months, there's been a change where we've seen a big uptick in issuing. I issue for the entire county, and that's by choice of the police chiefs. The process has picked up, and there's usually a waiting line there, and then there's part of the process, an interview process with one of my staff, and we are running several weeks behind. We have to process them within a period of time, but they have to get in for an interview and then issue the permit. And we're one of the top agencies in the state that issue concealed weapons permits.
About how many do we have here in Chester?
About 3,000, a little over 3,000. I think the top issuing county number of permits is Kern County, and they have over 4,000. I think they're pushing 5,000 now.
Well, you know, the Sacramento sheriff said that, you know what, one of his planks in his platform was he's going to issue concealed carry, and they're backed up. I don't know how many
they are.
They're backed up down there.
Scott Jones is the sheriff in Sacramento County, and that was a big change in policy from the previous sheriffs that occupied the position there. Not saying anything good or bad about them, but that was a big issue in his campaign. And he is issuing CCWs, so the residents of Sacramento County like it. And it was a big issue within several other races within the state as well for sheriffs.
Okay. We started talking about sheriffs, and we're having the Northern California, Southern Oregon sheriffs, constitutional sheriffs, I guess, is what it, something to that effect.
Well, there's a group of sheriffs for the constitutional sheriffs, if you will. And then we also meet, we as North State sheriffs from about Yellow County north, and it includes Southern Oregon sheriffs, Josephine County and Jackson County, which is Cave Junction, Grants Pass, Medford area. They come down. We meet as North State sheriffs, and we meet with federal, state, and other local agencies in addition to the sheriffs. And usually about anywhere from 15 to 20 of the North State sheriffs usually attend. We have them far away as Sierra County in the foothills and then the mountains. And then, of course, Siskiyou County Sheriff, all the surrounding counties always attend. And it's a way we share information and network in addition to our state sheriff's meetings that we have.
Okay. Is the crime moving north? Is it a type of thing? I know that Redding is such a crossroads.
It is, with the I-5 here and everything. Yeah. Crime, we have seen an uptick in some of the property crimes. It's down a little bit in the county for last year. I don't have a six-month stats, But property crimes, we get a lot of reports of those, and I know that for the most part they've been up in the city of Reading talking with Chief Valletti.
Very much.
But that's being repeated county after county. We are seeing an uptick in violent crimes against officers statewide. Most of the sheriffs and chiefs are talking about that.
We've also heard that is that they're fighting. They're starting to fight.
Oh, yeah,
fight more.
We're seeing fight, a lot of armed confrontations, officer-involved shootings. I think we'll see at the end of the year once the stats come in statewide, it'll be up as well. And there's been some officers that have been hurt and injured, and we've seen some of that here as well.
We saw the highway patrolman the other day that was killed down in Oakland. The guy that shot him was from up here in up here around Chico, I think. Anyway,
I believe that was last month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and this was this person that nobody had any idea that this was happening.
He got pulled over and was shot, and then died from his injuries a short time later. And they had the services in the Bay Area for him, and of course thousands turned out statewide for our law enforcement brother who was killed in line of duty.
You know, before we take a break, I'm sure many of our listeners and we here at KCNR want to thank you, Tom, and your of course the everybody that was along with you for your service in helping our citizens with all the fires. That was a major catastrophe, and you were right there. That gave peace.
It's a team effort. It's the hard work of our men and women of the Sheriff's Office, our Emergency Services Unit, but huge for our volunteers, our search and rescue volunteers, the Jeep, we call them Jeepers, the Jeep Posse, the Dirt Riders, which are motorcycle folks. They help with the evacuations. We had help from Haven Humane to our people to also help with evacuating the animals. It's a big effort. We had to set up evacuation centers. We stay in communication with them. And then we have to work closely with CAL FIRE and deciding on what we're shutting down, what we're evacuating. But then when it gets to die down a little bit, how we're going to repopulate the area so we can do it in a systematic way so people aren't in danger. It's not like the start of a NASCAR race to say, go ahead and repopulate.
Yeah, you've got to get them in. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Upgrade from cable and get the best offer ever from DirecTV and Woodville Enterprises for just $34.99 a month after rebate. Ask how to get NFL Sunday ticket included at no extra charge. Call your preferred DirecTV dealer, Woodville Enterprises, 232-0843, or stop by 2158 Hilltop Drive. 24-month agreement and choice package required. 2012 NFL Sunday ticket included. 2013 NFL Sunday ticket renews at full price. Offer ends 10-3-2012. New approved customers only. Lease required. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jesrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
You can get a compact.
Yeah. Arg me. Today is the 10th anniversary of Talk Like a Pirate Card.
I completely missed that one.
We've been watching Shogun. What's that have to do with pirates?
Arg,
I don't know.
Me. Okay, first of all.
The Return of Shogun. Third series tonight.
The third segment.
Segment.
And this, talking about segments, this portion of the Free Fire Radio.
Can you do it? Can you do that pirate talk? Reading Harley Davidson pirate?
Arg! Reading Harley Davidson established in 1977. Ha ha ha, matey. You want a bike to ride? It's got to be a Harley. Big bike weekend coming up, lads. And if you're going to be riding a bike, it better be a Harley, or by God, you'll be walking the plank. Come on down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard or give them a call at 241-7117. Ah, yeah. Oh, God, that's my parent. Give them a call at 241-7117. Or we'll be in there. We'll give you a broadside. Yes, Reading Harley Davidson. Run a ride. Experience the ride. Live the dream, matey. Reading Harley Davidson.
Okay, no more coffee for Carl.
What's a pirate's favorite song?
I love this man because his spontaneity is just the best.
Now we'll have to call him Polly.
What's a pirate's favorite socks? Of course. Argyle.
Let's go to the phones. Pat, good morning.
Hello. I called in yesterday, and I want to ask the same question of Bill. And that has to do with the Climate Action Plan. My question to Ms. Beck was, won't a reduction of greenhouse gas emission reduce jobs in Shasta County? And, of course, that's going to be implemented through the Climate Action Plan. Bill, what do you think it's going to do to jobs?
We've got Tom Bisenko on today, Pat. I'm sorry. He's on tomorrow. Bill Chappelle will be our guest tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Please forgive me.
No, that's okay. That's okay. It's probably, you got all excited with my pirate imitation.
Hi. Well, hello, Tom.
Hi, how are you? Do you have a question for me?
Tune in.
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay, right. Thanks. Bye. Thanks, Pat. Yeah, Bill Chappelle's on tomorrow, and we have all of our candidates on. Anyway, also my apology to Sergeant Aaron Moretti. I'm sorry, Sergeant. I butchered your name. I didn't mean to do that. I just can't read sometimes. It's my pirate vision. I have a patch over my eye.
You got one eye.
Okay, let's get back.
It's not so good in the morning.
That's right. It's my bad eye. All right, enough of this.
Oh.
Okay. Where were we at? Okay,
we were talking about concealed CCWs. Wear.
Okay, we got that done.
Yep, we got
okay,
that done.
We talked about realignment. We talked about pushing people out into other counties,
That's
working.
Housing them.
But that's not a good long range plan.
No, it's not. We went to the Board of Supervisors for a $33 million project that was rejected because the biggest thing, county doesn't have the money. How do you pay for the operating costs? And that's huge for many of the counties. And some counties, Kern County just approved a $100 million project for a jail, but the board took pause and had a lot of discussion about how do we pay for the operating costs, which that jail had to be into the tens of millions of dollars for operating costs. Ours run about $13 million. So that's going to be the secret, is trying to find money for operating costs. I am exploring trying to open up another facility. Can it be remodeled economically? And then can it be run economically? But the operating costs for the salaries, benefit, food, clothing,
medical care, all that is the huge obstacle. And the Northern California counties, we've been hurt. We don't have a ton of money. Shasta County's doing better than most, but some counties are on the verge of bankruptcy.
Well, you know, and it's true. And, I'm waiting for the first county to go bankrupt. I mean, the cities have been doing it. Mm-hmm. And I just fear that we're on our way in some areas.
We've seen Vallejo, San Bernardino, Stockton have declared bankruptcies. And
But no counties yet.
No counties.
But it's, you know what, I'm just not sure. Anyway, okay, let's go on. Let's go on with here. Meth. We talk about marijuana and about, you know, thousands of plants that we found, you know, that's been found lately. We had a 3-day series on meth.
Right.
What a problem that is. Are we finding, but one thing they haven't been finding is big meth labs anymore.
A lot of those are down in Mexico because it's easier for them to get some of the precursors, the chemicals, to make them, and then they ship it across the border for distribution here in the United States, and so that's where a lot of labs are. We've seen some smaller ones. There's a one-cook method where they make it in a bottle, shake it up, and then make the meth, and then you can do some smaller methods on your stovetops. But it is more difficult in the United States to get the chemicals. You could take pseudoephedrine for cold medicine, extract the ephedrine out, and make methamphetamine. They changed the tablets. And then, so you can't do that.
Yeah, you got to buy them behind the counter.
They've made some non-ephedrine Sudafed as well, to where it can't get extracted as easily, and it doesn't have it in there. So, but this big
is
issue.
I've heard is that over 50 or 60% of all crimes are tied to meth.
We don't have necessarily a true percentage. That's a guesstimate.
Yeah.
But most of the time, all the crime is drug and alcohol related.
Almost all the time.
Mm-hmm. We see people, domestic violence. There's alcohol usually involved or drugs when people become violent. The methamphetamine addicts, they have to pay for that methamphetamine. They're not working, so they go out and do burglaries and thefts to either trade the property that they stole, fence it, or sell it so they can get money for the next fix. Or they're out panhandling and trying to get some money to buy dope as well. It's a huge issue. We have our Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force. It's a team of Sheriff's Office, Redding Police Department, Anderson Police Department, Probation, and CHP, and they stay busy every month. And I think you had Les James here as
Absolutely.
Part of your process.
Les did a great job. You know, that 3 days was really an eye-opener.
It was.
For a
it was a good
people.
Program.
You know, would have them on there about not only just law enforcement, but
you
the
had public
treatment
health
programs,
and treatment
public
programs.
Health. Absolutely. It was a... it was really an eye opener for us, and to figure, you know, and we had an addict recovering, mm-hmm. who's has been clean for 6 years.
Very highly addictive drug.
Oh.
Some people say, "Oh, I'll experiment with it." Well, that experiment can lead to a lifetime of addiction, uh-huh. and very hard to shake.
Yeah, very quickly. Okay, Tom Bosenko, Sheriff Tom Bosenko is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing
a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. Tomorrow, we've already mentioned it, but Bill Chappelle is going to be our guest tomorrow, running for District 4 County Supervisor. Friday, we've got Dan Logan here, who's running for State Senate, California State Senate in our district. And Monday, Brian Daly will be here along with Gary Cadd. We've got three big days right here of people that are running. You need to come in here with your questions, get into the chat room, send us your questions that way, because we are more than happy to ask them, as you can tell. In some cases, like with Sheriff Tom, he gets on the computer, and then that way he can answer them directly.
Active.
And my computer just ran out of battery.
Well, he's active in the chat pack, and we really appreciate that. Tom, it's always great to have you on.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, it is. But you know what? It's updates, too.
It keeps the people updates, available. It's trying to stay in touch with the community, keep them informed of what's going on, the things that are important to them for mm-hmm. feedback, and what's impacting them, like realignment, and how do they get a CCW or have questions on that. And that's one of the reasons I'm out and about in the community so much is people see me. They ask me questions. I get their questions answered. They can call my office anytime, get in touch with me or one of my staff to help them out. And that's a part about being a public official is being accessible to the public.
Well, you guys are going to both be the auctioneers October 5th for the Make-A-Wish Foundation at Wind River. That's going to be a fun night. That'll be the first time the two of you are going to be doing something like that together. I think tickets are still available for that event. It's always great.
Barbara Harrison, it starts out like this. Hey, would you guys mind coming to here to give us some goodness? Sure, Barbara, we'll do that. And then it goes into, hey, Linda, would you mind, so Linda's singing,
modeling.
And modeling. And then it's kind of like, hey, Carl, somebody's giving away this when you talk about it. This is what I'm hearing. Now, this is not what Barbara's saying. I'm getting all this third hand. And then it's like, oh, no, you're going to be up there as an auctioneer.
With Thomas Anko.
With Thomas Anko.
We thought it was one item. It's the whole thing.
Yeah,
whole
Barbara's recruited me a while back, and I'm coming back from a meeting. And I'll be coming in there. We've got the Mass Bash coming up for the veterans for the museum.
29th. Okay. Yep.
And where would that be?
That's out at the Reading Airport.
Oh,
at the Arrow Wing.
Air Shasta.
The Wing and Rotor. Something like there.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's going to be a great deal.
Yeah, it always
have,
is.
Live auction.
Here to talk about that.
We'll get Rob in here to talk about that.
Rob puts on a great,
Mass
great
Bash
event
is great.
There. We've done some auctioneering there.
I blogged on that yesterday. In fact, under Time Under the Helmet on Reading.com, if you look in there, I've got three different articles that have just come up, including what's happening in Afghanistan. I mean, we are under attack from our allies in there, and they really don't know what to do about it.
Also coming up locally is the Stand Down, and that comes together as a community for veterans, some of which are homeless, so they can get dental care, medical care, maybe get their driver's license back or try to work on it.
Yes.
Benefits that are available to them for the military or the state. It's a great event that's housed down at the fairgrounds. It is super. I don't have the date of it coming up.
Well, we've advertised that, and it's no something else, but we're going to do our Friday show from there like we did last year.
Oh, great.
We're
going to
be on a remote from there.
And it's helping out our veterans that have so
proudly and bravely served our nation's military.
That's right. They need a, you know, this is a helping hand. This is not a handout.
It's not a handout. No. It's a helping hand.
It's a hand up.
Right. That's right.
So there's so many things going. It is. It's a hand up. You know, it's just helping them. Because, and families, too. It's not just the veterans. It's their families.
Sometimes they don't know. It's a can be a complicated system. It's just letting them know what the benefits are available to them and if they qualify.
Well, we always appreciate you coming on. Sheriff Tom Basanko has been our guest today, and we'd like to hear from you, our listeners, you, our chat packers. Is there somebody that you would like us to interview? Is there something you would like us to investigate? We would love to be able to cover the things that interest you. Today we got a lot of things covered, and we always appreciate, again, Tom, you always being present and being such an official public servant.
That's what it's about, is public service, and I'm glad to be available.
Always accessible.
For the public and serving them.
Thank you.
If you have an idea about a guest that you'd like to hear or something you'd like us to investigate, like we did with meth and marijuana and other things we've done around here, drop me a line at carl@kcnr1460.com, and we'll take a look at this, and we'll always get back to you on that. It may not be the same day, but we'll always get back to you with your ideas and see if we can do that.
There's always so much going on in the North State and to report on. Keeps you busy, of course, of trying to get different programs going. But there's a lot that goes on here in the Shasta County area.
Absolutely. Tom Basinko, thanks a lot.
You bet. My monthly show, and I love coming in and updating everybody.
All right.
Well, you know, it's what we like. Okay. Like I said, tomorrow, Bill Chappelle is going to be here. Friday's Dan Logue. Monday, Brian Daly and Gary Catt. We're going to have them all on before the election. And we'll talk a lot about these propositions that are coming up, too. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Questions on Capitol Hill about the deadly attack on a U.S. consulate in Libya. And one administration official is now using stronger language. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
In a hearing before a Senate committee, the question was, did Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others die at the hands of terrorists? The answer?
They were killed in the course of a terrorist attack.
But Obama administration counterterrorism official Matthew Olson says it still may have been spontaneous.
What we don't have at this point is specific intelligence that there was a significant advanced planning or coordination for this attack.
Olson says the search for an answer to that question continues. Lisa?
Steve, the day before the attack in Libya, protesters had stormed the U.S. Embassy compound in Cairo, but that embassy had been evacuated. Fox News has obtained an intelligence report that warned of a statement posted on the web inciting Egyptians to target the U.S. Embassy.